Welcome back. Hello, Potakota is the show. My name is Jude. Now, on this hour, before we get to our obligations, we're going to be talking about promises, government promises, church promises, your father promising you, and things like that, and how those promises can tend to either make or mar a certain aspects of your endeavors. Having said that, you know, I think we all owe ourselves the responsibility to do what we can to get the successes that we so desire. But I'm sure you probably heard a few days ago, it was in the news, spokesperson of River State Civil Society Organization, Solomon Lennon, called on the state government to fulfill its promise of giving employment and scholarship to the children of late Joe Blankson. As he spoke in an interview with our correspondent following the outcry of the late Blankson's widow about the promises that have yet to be kept. Just in case you missed that, here it is.
We pray that the government will have a rethink and then redeem this promise immediately and then change this attitude that suggests that they don't care about the welfare of the common men. Because we are sure that if this had been one of the elites in the rank of the government or around his circles, this delay wouldn't be. And that's quite unfortunate.
Is that what could have happened? And then, you know, there comes the other part of the conversation that, okay, so it has happened. She's not the only one. What else can we do? What else is she doing and things like that?
Unless Port Harcourt, because I don't want to use the word being threatened, but you know how it is in our society today. When a woman lost her husband, the harmful widowhood practices, there are so many promises and stuff. So my in-laws thought or assumed or concluded that Wike gave me 50 million and I ran out of Port Harcourt, or that in fact they're threatening me, so I just have to be alive for my children, and my own mental health was being affected. I had to leave.
Okay, so we have the good fortune of having her join us this morning by telephone, and let's get to hear from her. Good morning to you, madam. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you very much for taking out the time to speak to us. So we just listened to the interview you had earlier on with our correspondent. And, you know, you said you had to leave Port Harcourt because you weren't feeling very safe. Now, once again, our hearts go out to you. Having to lose a partner is a very challenging scenario and experience to have. We express our condolences to you and to your family. But now we ask, in the past 2 years, if you can tell us, how exactly have you been coping since you moved out of Port Harcourt?
Well, since I left Port Harcourt, things have been difficult, you know. Accommodation bills, school fees, upkeep, house bills, and the rest of them. Yes, I still get support from some strangers and my immediate family, but it's still not like, you know, I'm very appreciative of those people, but it's not like it's smooth or easy at all.
Well, we know it can be easy. Even with families that have the patriarch or the man, both man and wife present in the family, people are struggling these days. Finances are also hard to come for those individuals. But for you particularly, permit me to speak very directly. Are you engaged in any activity, any economic activity? Is there something that you started to do in the past 2 years?
When you say activities, are you referring to
work or business? Like I said, economic activity. What are you
doing? Okay, I actually buy and sell jewelry, okay. Perfumes, and different things, kiddie things, and so that's what I've been using to, or what I'm using to sustain myself and my children.
Okay, all right. Now, We have to, as it were, talk about the issues directly. Now, since that promise was made to you and your family, have you been in contact with anybody from the state government house directly? Maybe some aide, press person, secretary to the government? How exactly have you been contacting or being contacted by the state government?
Okay, I wrote a letter to the governor through the SSG, through the deputy governor, through the Degema chairman, then Mr. Philemon, and I can't remember his name though. But like when I went to the SSG office, so one Mr. Izzy Emeka Woki, or what his name was, like, they were looking to it, and they were still what to do about it. I tried to call out, and nothing happened. So one time I was even in contact with the, is it the something that Gogo, I can't remember his full name though. He said he's shocked that the governor hasn't done that, but he'll see how he can push it, or how he could push it up. But nothing happened. Then I also went, later I went to Her Excellency one time. I think she called me 2019. That was for the invitation and to launch the Joblansky Foundation during the 1 year launch. I also sent her a reminder. So she called me 2019 September, like, say she saw the letter, but she was not in town. And that she's not in town. So she now sent money to support the foundation. You know, so I now pleaded with her that she should help me talk to the governor. She should help me talk to the governor so that he can help fulfill his promises, that things are really not easy for I and my kids. So she gave me a word that I know it's not going to be easy, but she's going to try her best. But since she also said this is her number, I can reach out to her, but I actually lost my phone. But since then, I've not heard from her, and I've not heard from any official from River State.
Okay, so now... You made mention now that the deputy governor, you know, she spoke with you and made some donation to the foundation. Who exactly is managing this Joe Blanksing Foundation? Are you in the loop? What exactly do you hope to achieve with the foundation? Do they give you a day-to-day running, you know, lowdown of what is going on in the foundation?
Okay, I did say the deputy governor. If I said the deputy governor, there is a mistake. It's Her Excellency, the governor wife, called me.
Okay, so the governor's wife.
Yes.
Okay.
She
okay.
Called.
Okay.
And so, the foundation, right?
Yes.
How will I put it? I have a team that will work together.
Okay.
You understand? It's just starting, so it's more like teaching children how to swim.
Teaching
children. When I say children, I mean children in schools on how to swim. So right now it's going on in Abuja and. We deal with schools, and we are in affiliation with the Nigeria First Federation.
Oh, okay. So,
just as I said in one of the papers, that one Nigeria Young Professional Forums, their chairman paid for the 1 year partnership, but okay. We usually charge per year.
Okay.
So.
So you work with some individuals in your team, like you say, and you help people, particularly young children, know how to swim. You go to schools and foundations like that to teach young people how to swim, children in particular.
Yes.
Okay.
To prevent drowning, so that I can be part of their life-saving skills, because no one knows tomorrow.
Okay, true it is. We all need to learn to swim. I do not swim very well myself. Now, whilst all of this has been going on, in the interview that you granted us as last week, you made mention that you didn't particularly feel safe. Was there any particular reason why you would think your family members, talking about your late husband's people, might have believed that you got in the money? Was there even a mention of the exact amount you were going to receive?
Well, you know, how will I put it? The argument is I think when we said the government house, so it was on paper that he is giving them scholarship, or is that he opened a trust fund and he has given me a job ticket. So I don't know how they got to here, or yes, there's no secret in that. So they would have heard that Wike promised to give me some amount. But they concluded that Wike gave me 15 million naira.
I'm
a very wicked person. I gave me that money. In fact, I ran out of Port Harcourt. I went to drop my children with my parents, and I'm flexing around in one restaurant in Jos. You understand? So there was all manner of calls and so many other things. At the point, I wasn't feeling safe at all. Maybe if I should go out of the house, I'll be very mindful of my environment and even my kids at the point where, like, they'll have to take the children, you know. But I was just not safe at all. I had to leave. And, you know, it was actually marriage that took me to Port Harcourt, you know. It was marriage, and I lost a child there. I lost a child even before my husband was married. I think I lost my daughter 2016 December, you know, in a fire outbreak.
Oh, so
I wasn't safe anymore, and it's not like my happy place anymore. And with I lost my husband that I'm supposed to be welcome and show love, but the reverse was the case. You know, so what's the essence of staying back as to leave?
But for the sake of clarity, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to open old wounds, but we are going to have people who are going to be, as it were, looking into this story. Obviously, all things being equal, maybe you will get to hear from the River State government shortly. But apart from the calls by the First Lady of the State, the governor's wife, and the SSG that you wrote letters through, once again, have you had any correspondence from the government?
Like receiving a call from him or a message?
No, not from the governor. From the governor, whether it's from the governor directly or from anybody in his cabinet, have you received any call or letter, any correspondence?
No, not at all.
Have you received any monies at all?
No, it was the day that he invited us to the house. You understand?
Okay.
It was the day he invited us to the house. So he brought some money for the burial. But my in-laws that were there, Mr. Philemon, the then Bigima chairman, now says Joe has been buried, you understand? So he brought the money for the burial, and he now said they should use it for the burial and the immediate and for upkeep. So that was just that day.
And that was given. Was that given to you or to his family members? Was that given directly to you or to your in-laws?
My in-laws were there.
Okay.
My in-laws were there. About two or three or four of them were there. So it was presented to everyone.
Okay, so it was presented to everyone. Everybody was in the know of the money.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Now, after that period, you know, the report had it that you were promised an employment. Did you go about the usual protocol? Maybe submit a CV so that the service people would know, the real estate service the commission would know that okay, you've applied. Was any conversation towards that effect?
Yes, I submitted my CV. Then I even wrote a letter for the reminder of employment. You know, I still went through the chairman then, and as I said, the SSG, it was not just those things, the one he promised for my kids that I was trying to follow up. It was the employment on them. So I tried to write and I submitted my CV, but nothing really. I won't still have some of the letters of acknowledgement here.
Okay.
But nothing was done.
Okay, so the letters that acknowledged that the acknowledgement letter to show that the letters had reached that office and have been accepted.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so all of these things have happened, and now you are out of Port Harcourt, and you say you are, as it were, trying to forge ahead with life, trying to make good for your children and for yourself as well. Now, assuming all of this doesn't happen, do you in any way look back and say, yes, do you feel like you shouldn't have made all that sacrifice trying to save as many people?
Well, the truth is that the question is complicated in the sense that, okay, if he was to be here, all this drama and all this whole thing wouldn't be happening, right? But my late husband actually died for who and what he is, you understand? Because even before that day that he tried saving people, there was an incident that happened that usually he wake up as early as 5 o'clock to jog around. I think there was one girl someone was trying to rape, and he tried to save the girl, not knowing that the guy had a gun. So he managed to help the girl to escape, and he was now fighting with the guy. It was the lady now went to tell the, because there is a naval force as close to us, about the incident. So that was how they came and rescued and saved him, and they carried the guy away. So it's more like, I don't want to conclude that he would have still died trying to save people, but that's exactly who my late husband was. That's his personality. I feel bad that he's no more with us, you understand? If I was even there with him, yes, I'll still allow him to save, but I don't think it's to the end of saving and me not seeing him ever again, or my kids not seeing him ever again. because even my daughter then was just 6 months and some months when he died, you know. So even till the itself, as I went to see his picture, she was like, oh, well, look at your dad, not really like your dad. So I just wish I could turn back the hands of time, and I wish I could.
I'm sorry, we really are sorry. We don't mean to, as we're open old wounds. I am really sorry. Our deepest condolences to you and the family. We really are sorry for your loss. But we'd like to thank you, madam, for speaking to us this morning. It's been a very heavy conversation. The challenges are not done, and we hope the very best is made from all of this. But before we let you go, if you could, let's assume, right, that you could and you do have the ears of Rivers people, the governor, the good governor of the state, and all others concerning this matter, what would you like, and even your the family of your late husband, what would you like to say to all of them?
Well, while I was in Port Harcourt, there's this let me start with my image, right? While I was in Port Harcourt, there's this event I always used to hear, like, is it something, let's give peace a chance. There's something they used to say before that. You understand, there's nothing better than peace, you know, there's nothing better than living in peace and harmony. You understand, even at the point that I felt so bad that I lost my child, my daughter, because it was my mother-in-law that asked me to cook that food that caused to the death of my daughter, you know. So even I've not really healed from the pain and the shock before this one happened. Even when my late husband died, she was the one that called to say, Mercy, Joe is no more. You know, what saved me that day is I didn't think, because I don't think that was a proper way of passing a message or trying to tell me about my late husband, right? So no matter what is going on, there's nothing more important than peace. And before you conclude on anything, always try to hear and be sure that this is true or lie before you draw your conclusion and start painting someone black in the whole town, you know. Then aside that, then the River State governor, I really appreciate the fact that he's a father, you know. He's someone that really, really, that is so concerned about the well-being of his people. Because for the fact that he even invited us over, you know, it really a bonus on his part. And for the fact that he promised to help, you know, it's something that, yes, irrespective of the fact that he hasn't fulfilled those promises yet, it's a good thing, a good bonus on his side. I appreciate him. And I just still pray that God will touch him, if not for anything, for the sake of my fatherless children, you know. I pray God will touch him to fulfill his promises. And for everyone, the media, the people of River State that really show some love, I really appreciate you. Then for those that has concluded, you know, whatever they heard and concluded on, well, I just pray before they conclude on anything, they should always try to hear the truth, the truth about the whole thing or the other side of the story. So that's all I have to say.
Well, Abessi, thank you very much for your time. I know this has been a difficult time, and I also know you're also out and you're trying to get back to work. Once again, we are appreciative of your candor and your willingness to speak to us. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. All right, so that's all we can take right now on this matter. It's a story that we are following and we'll continue to follow, bring you the latest updates on the subject matter. It's never easy to lose a loved one. And the intricacies and the complexities surrounding this particular case, you know, makes us draw attention to this. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.